Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the Morning Shift.
Going in the huddle, and this from NFL Media's Tom Pelissero, NFL insider. He said that former LSU QB Jaden Daniels is scheduled to have dinner tonight with Vikings brass in Baton Rouge. Now, this originally was reported by Agent Butler 1, that is on X, and Minnesota owns the number 11 and 23rd picks and has been gathering all the info in case there's an opportunity to move up for one of the top QBs. Yeah. So
Minnesota's moving up. It's just a matter of how far up are they going to move? And that's what I think they're trying to figure out. And obviously that's why you dive into all these things and you know, you wonder, you know, who's Washington in love with and who are these other teams in love with. Minnesota's moving up. There's really no other course of action. You've got two first round picks. You lost your franchise quarterback. You have elite wide receivers. You have to pay Justin Jefferson. You're not in a position where you're going to go out and sign another signal call. You have to move up and you have to get a guy. And if you're not in the top four, you're going to be left with scraps. And so I think they're trying to figure out how much they're willing to give up to move into some of these top three, four slots.
Who are their quarterbacks right now, though?
Sam Darnold.
I mean, yeah, right? Jaren Hall. I can't remember the third guy's name. They started four guys last year. Josh Dobbs is a free agent. But they're going to move up. And that's the bottom line. You're not going to go into the season with Sam Darnold as your quarterback. So it just, to me, is how much meat's on the bone? How much is out there? You got to make that move.
Well, the question is, do they get to four, or is five enough? Because here's the deal. I think Arizona, as much as they say that they're open for business, I think they're fine with staying at four and taking Marvin Harrison Jr. I really do.
They're in a great spot. Yeah. They're in a phenomenal spot.
Because that would be, you know, a top-tier receiver for a quarterback you've invested highly in, and he needs weapons as much as the next guy. So why not? And then that could cheapen the price a little bit. Because who was at five? I know the Cardinals.
The Chargers are at five.
Yeah. And the Chargers probably want to get some draft picks and continue to build, because they obviously are up against it with the cap, with all the moves they had to make on the defensive side, and well, restructuring on the defensive side and then getting rid of Williams and Keenan Allen. So they're also in a position where they kind of need a receiver.
But the good thing is, I think, and this is what I would be trying to do if I was Minnesota, I'd almost be trying to pit the Chargers against the Cardinals of saying, look, y'all could both use playmakers. You've both lost wide receivers. I'm sure that both of y'all are fine with Marvin Harrison, but there is a lot of depth at the receiver position to be able to fall back a little bit and still get a quality guy. So if I'm them, you know, if I'm Minnesota, I'm sitting there going, Oh, well, you know what? We want to pay what you're asking, but we also could – I could slide into the slot behind you or before you, and I'd just be just fine to get my guy.
I guess the question for me is Cardinals, Giants, Chargers. The Giants might be the wild card for a quarterback there. If not, the Vikings could get away with maybe only having to go to 7 or 8. I think that's realistic.
I think New England's a wild card.
England's
sitting there at 3. They need a quarterback, very obviously. But you hear some of Jerod Mayo's words, especially right after he got that job. He's like, you know, look, it is what it is. And they're a franchise that has been known to trade back a lot in drafts and accumulate draft picks. But I guess my point with New England is they don't just need a quarterback. They need an overhaul. They could use a lot more draft picks.
I get that, but I think if you like one of those top four quarterbacks, if you like them, if you're in love with one of those top three quarterbacks.
In love.
I think New England sets a tone with this is a new era. Okay, Bill Belichick's the one that traded back all those times. Jerod Mayo, a young coach, first year, like let's not say, well, just get picks and we can ham and egg it at quarterback for a couple years. No, like go ahead and if that's your guy, get him there.
No,
I am telling you, a young franchise.
Disagree.
You disagree with doing that or the fact that they will do that?
I think that if they were on the cusp of being a good team, then I would say go get your guy. If they had all these offensive playmakers, hey, go get your guy. They're still a year away, I think. They're still a year away in New England. So go accumulate maybe an extra first-round pick, get a couple of offensive playmakers, maybe an offensive lineman, slide back just a little bit, and then maybe in a year, then you can go out and get your first-round draft pick.
But why would you want to not go get a good quarterback? Now I know what you're saying, but I feel like a quarterback like supersedes everything else, and you have the chance to get a top one. Why would you not do it and then try to build around?
Because later? If I can have two first round picks of offensive skill players this year by trading back just a little bit, then I think that pays dividends in the long run of saying we can have a key battery a year from now of drafting another quarterback. Because, I just don't think New England is on the cusp. I think they have a number
of holes. But maybe there's something about one of these guys.
That's his point. That's his point.
And I think they're – look, there's not one way to do this. Mike's thing is, look, don't bet on one of these guys. You know every year it's about one guy that works out anyway. So go back and get more picks, and then you can find a guy that's serviceable. And that can work with those weapons. I just think that a young coach, you've made a drastic change in your franchise's approach. If that guy's there, go get him and start afresh. You don't turn down franchise quarterbacks. And if you think there's one there, you get him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.